On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk, doing an unsatisfactory job as always. Mr. Rob Center is a fabulous producer. We appreciate that. Matt Contrillo is our news director, always hard at work and on call and taking good care of things. And Kevin Herr, of course, our vice president, up in the office with all the windows. And we appreciate everybody pulling together to make this happen. On the news line with us now, the chief of police in the city of Sunbury is on the line. Good morning, Brad, thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark.
Do appreciate that. We got a lot of talk about police lately, and it's always fair game for an update with you just to find out what's going on. I always say that right now there's a new era of police underway in Sunbury. Tell me why that is a true statement.
Well, part of the reason is we pretty much have a whole new department. There's only three of us left here. Probably from the last 10 to 15 years, myself, Sergeant Bremingen, and Corporal Brad Slack. And we've hired six new officers over the last year and a half. So there's a lot of new faces and refreshing for not only the city, but for the department itself. That's part of the main reason.
Is that a burden? Is that harder for you? I mean, you got to tell people, you know, where's All Street and, you know, just everything else that relates to being a police officer.
Yeah, it's tough when you have veteran officers that kind of know the layout, just know the citizens themselves. It is very tough. So when the mayor and I decided that we were going to start hiring, and this process was started even prior to me taking the tenure as the chief again, it does take a lot, because not only are you're training somebody, but now you're taking somebody off the street to train this person. They're kind of watching. Not only are they watching what's going on out on the street, but they also have to watch and hold accountability to the new officers. It is a big burden on the department, but with everybody that's coming in, it's worked out absolutely tremendous.
Number of officers in the department now?
Including myself, we have 9 full-time and then 1 part-timer.
Okay. How many would you need if you had some sort of an ideal solution? I always thought if I was staffing Sunbury, I'd probably need about 30 officers, because I want detectives, I want community police, I want it all. How many would you say is an ideal number for Sunbury?
The ideal goal, when I first started, we had 16 police officers in the city. Obviously, through attrition, retirement, budget cuts, we were down. I mean, last year we were down to about 4 or 5. We have 9 right now. Optimal would be about 12. We, you know, myself and the mayor know that's a stretch nowadays. So we're hoping to get another one, but with what we have, we are absolutely using everybody to the best of their ability. So.
And you're covering all the shifts. There's never a point in Sunbury where there's nobody on duty. We know that to be true.
Correct.
Okay, so as the Sunbury Police Department progresses, what do you do? What do you do to advance and move the department forward?
A lot of things that we've been doing already. We restructured all of our policies and procedures. Even prior to a lot of the stuff that's been going on in the policing world over the last month, we've already been trying to be more transparent, like I said, changing our policies, making it up to the 21st century policing. Just a lot of things we've been doing, training. I almost doubled the training budget. Obviously, COVID-19 put a kibosh to a lot of the training that was scheduled, but obviously that's starting to open up a little bit, so a lot of the officers will be going to get training. And it's not just training for new officers. It's training for myself, Sergeant Bremingen, and Corporal Slack. There's still new training for us to be going to. So in law enforcement, training is one of the top things. And over the years, the kind of training was kind of put off. Not put off, but it wasn't funded enough. So that was one of the first things that I saw in our budget that I wanted to make sure we had enough of, the way the officers could get the best training they could, whether it's in Pennsylvania, whether it's in Maryland, whether it's in California, wherever. You know, policing changes by the minute. The laws change, so there's a lot of things that we have to do to keep up on things. So that's one of the first things we did was with the training.
Well, and I know not just Sunbury, but other police departments around here, you guys were doing what we lay people now call de-escalation training before it was popular. Explain that this kind of training to most effectively get ideal outcomes of interactions, that's been going on for a while.
Obviously, myself and a couple of the other guys, we've been in law enforcement for about 20 years. So things have changed, and one of the things that has changed is de-escalation. It's trying to, and it's right into the word, you said de-escalation tactics. You're trying to de-escalate a situation from going from having to get either physical or non-lethal or whatever. It's trying to get things done without having to worry about taking somebody into custody or arresting them right away. Because certain things, you don't need to take people into custody. So basically, when you're de-escalating, it's when safe, it's feasible, it's without compromising any law enforcement priorities. You know, we should try to use de-escalation tactics in order to reduce any need of force. So that's, we've been doing that training actually for years, getting better of communicating. And in a smaller department, smaller community, the thing is we know most of the citizens in Sunbury. And when you're in a larger department in a larger metropolitan area, some officers just don't know some people, and that's where it sometimes gets heated. But we're very privileged and lucky that a lot of people know us, so we can use a de-escalation technique better to try and de-escalate something.
Explain one technique, you know, anything.
Just talking. I mean, you got to listen. Part of our job, biggest job, is listening. You know, you have to be able to listen to people. Get their side of the story. That's probably the biggest component. Is just you got to listen.
Yeah, I that sounds interesting because you hear that in so many venues. People just wish to be heard, to know that their
Correct.
Opinion is valued and that there's someone that cares, that really wants to hear what they have to say. Okay, well, last question on training, and then I got some other topics. Cultural competency used to be a word that was kind of mentioned in police circles. What's the modern version of that?
Say that again. Cultural
competency. This idea of working with various minority groups. This
I mean, Sunbury itself has become very diverse, even from when I started. But my officers are all trained, and myself, we're all trained to treat everybody the same, whatever the color of your skin is. We don't care. We will treat everybody equally across the board. I've reached out to several diverse groups in the community. Pastor Mark Gittins is a great tool for me, but he's not just a tool. He's my friend, and that's the small hometown communities, you know, friends and family. And we reach out to them for just help to understand what's going on, and he's been a valuable resource. Again, not just a resource and a tool. He's a friend, so that does help out a lot. But a lot of the officers. We don't see that anymore. You know, we're seeing it's getting better and better for us. Again, it's a smaller community kind of thing. And when I said that last Monday in our council meeting, it was, you know, sometimes these lawmakers need to look at the smaller community sometimes to see how it's working or how to work it. Because larger communities, it does get tougher.
Oh, that would be interesting. Has that ever happened where somebody from the big city comes here? You know, how are you getting along with everybody as well as you do? That kind of thing. Somebody wants to.
Again, it's more. You have a more dense population. You know, you go things in Philly are different than things are here in Sunbury. So some things are going to work here. Some things that Philly does is not going to work here. But some things that they do will work here. So we do look at some of the larger metropolitan areas for see how they're doing things, and you can apply it to a smaller community like we have, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and then sometimes you have to modify it to make it work for your community.
All right. In the city of Sunbury, the mayor's formulated a police commission that would allow citizens to have an opportunity to help direct mayoral policy and then police policy. Tell us about your reaction to that.
Well, the mayor brought it up to me, and we had talked about it, and I think it's a great idea that we get some type of citizen board. It's not going to be a huge board. The they're going to be, we're actually meeting today to start discussing the parameters of that. We've been kind of talking off the cuff a little bit about certain things. But like today, we're going to get a lot of try to get some of the details worked out. Again, trying to formulate what their objective really is. We're meeting with the solicitor to try and see what we can do to have the citizens be a little bit more interactive with the police department when it comes to my opinion is I'm looking at it as an educational kind of thing to educate the public on this is what we do and this is why we do it and these are the tools that we are given to do what we do. So I think it's more of a liaison between the community and also the city officials.
Is that maybe the biggest surprise for either those citizens or any citizens in Sunbury, all the different things you have to do? I mean, one minute you're the prime investigator of a crash, then you're directing traffic, then you're the dog law officer, then you're trying to respond to a domestic dispute and make sure that you definitely de-escalate that. And
those are some of the things, Mark, that we're trying to educate people even now. Without the citizen board, we're trying to tell them this is not a police matter, and they just, everybody calls the police. They think the police can fix everything in their life or fix all the problems, and we would love to have that magic wand to be able to do that, but there's just certain things we're tied, our hands are tied, that we can't get involved with. And when you explain it to them, we're vilified because we're not helping, but sometimes we just don't have the answer. You know, we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're parents, we're teachers. You know, we're supposed to be to protect and serve. You know, we're trying to do things to make people safe, and we will continue to do that. But there are certain times and there are certain things that we don't have an answer for everything. And, you know, I hear them talking about, adding social workers and defunding police and this and that. Well, defunding police is not the answer, and it's a different in Pennsylvania. It's very different in Pennsylvania the way things work when it comes to law enforcement and social services. So it does become a problem.
All right, really quickly here, I've gone over my time, but the new police station, what's the status of that opportunity?
Well, we just actually acquisitioned the building, and now we're looking at hiring the architect. It should be coming up at the next meeting, getting that started and getting the final plans and getting everything together to hopefully move in by next year.
All right, well, thank you so much for the update. Keep in touch. You have an open mic here anytime. We'd love to hear from you regularly. Thank you, Chief.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. That is Brad Hare, Sunbury Police Officer, Sunbury Police Chief, overseeing Lawrence's term, the new era of Sunbury policing now underway. So we appreciate his help and hard work.